not be concerned, New York citizens. That gas that they're releasing in the subway today, oh, it's completely harmless. Don't you worry about that. Don't be concerned. That's what the story is over at NBCNewYork.com. And, you know, maybe they're telling the truth. Maybe it is a harmless gas. But nonetheless, a disturbing news story here where the NYPD is releasing so-called harmless gases into the subway system during the morning rush. Excuse me, that's the other version of the story. That was the this morning story. Here's the after-the-fact story from the Brooklyn Daily Eagle. So, on your way to work Tuesday, if you were living in New York City or are living in New York City or around that area, you may have drifted through a cloud of perfluorocarbon gas, part of a gigantic anti-terror study carried out by Brookhaven National Laboratory with the NYPD. Confused, Johnny Ray?
Yes.
The study, called the largest urban airflow study ever, is meant to follow the trail of airborne chemical, biological, and radiological weapons throughout the city.
Oh, okay, I get it, I think. So they release this gas and they track the gas, that way they can know sort of how gas moves around in the subway in case some terrorist wants to let out a briefcase or a canister of ricin or something.
That's the idea here. Low concentrations of this tracer gas were released for a 30-minute period at subway and street locations south of 59th Street in Manhattan and then tracked as it made its way across the five boroughs. Roughly 200 breadbox-sized sampling devices have been stashed throughout the subway system at 21 stations and on street light poles throughout the city, so not just in the subway but also street level. Some devices were also hand-carried by researchers. The spokesperson for the Brookhaven Institute says, for security reasons, we're not giving out the locations of the devices, but the boxes are pretty obvious in the subway stations. The testing took place from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. today, and will be repeated two more times this month, the exact days depending on the weather. Notify NYC will send out an alert the night before the gas release. So at least they're doing it with notice, so where anybody who feels uncomfortable about this could avoid the subway in that particular instance.
Yeah, this is nothing to worry about. This is only something that Ian Freeman and Alex Jones would ever get worked up over.
You're saying nothing to worry about here, Johnny Ray? This isn't anything. They're just going to release this gas, and yeah, it's totally safe. Don't worry about it. We're just gassing you. It's okay, though. We're your government. You trust us, right?
Well, I don't know that I'm going to go so far as to say I trust the government, but I'm not worried about this gas, and I would show up.
Well, you don't live in New York City.
I'd walk through it. I'd get a lungful of it.
Would you know?
Think twice about it.
Seriously, you would?
Yeah, I would.
You're not being sarcastic.
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, I don't know how you feel about it. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. I think it's kind of disturbing, personally. Now, you know, like I said, maybe they're telling the truth, and it's completely harmless, but on the other hand, you don't know that for sure, and you're just going to take their word for it?
Yep.
Even though the government has a long history of telling all kinds of lies about their behavior and things that they do, you're just going to take their word for it.
There's lots of risks in the world. You can't live life without taking some risks.
That's true.
The government's here. I know they're here. I know that I have to live with them. And I am not going to alter my life based on a fear about some gas that I don't know anything about. If I knew that there was something wrong with it, then I would avoid the subway that day. But otherwise,
what if you find out later on that there was something wrong with it?
I'd say
then you could have avoided that by taking a cab.
Shouldn't have gone to the subway that day.
Mean,
oh well,
it's not a huge change in lifestyle to alter your course for a day and take a cab instead of taking the subway.
I'll just have to get by with 70% of my lung capacity for the rest of my days.
So they're going to repeat the test twice more this month, according to the NYPD. The city will use the data collected during the 3 days of research to optimize emergency response following an intentional or accidental release of hazardous materials. And then they go on to talk about how they're working to keep you safe, blah, blah, blah. Perfluorocarbon tracers, or PFTs, have incredible staying power.
Perfluorocarbon gas.
Thank you. Perfluorocarbon tracers have incredible staying power, according to the Gizmodo website, making them perfect for tracking purposes. They can pass through fabric and are easy to detect because they aren't found in nature. The Subway Surface Airflow Exchange, S-Safe, as the project is formally known, was commissioned by the NYPD and funded through a $3.4 million Department of Homeland Security Transit grant. A similar but smaller study called the Urban Dispersion Program was carried out in 2005 in Midtown, using the PFTs in earlier vulnerability tests in 1966. The U.S. Army released live germs, the generally harmless Bacillus globigi, into the tunnels of New York City's subway system, according to Wikipedia, and the Army has since been criticized for the release of live bacteria, potentially harmful to small children and immunocompromised adults. According to Leonard Cole, an adjunct professor at political science at Rutgers Newark, he was quoted on Democracy Now!'s website saying the results showed that if a pathogenic organism were released onto the tracks, that more than half of the people who were riding the subways could have become deathly ill. So I guess what they're saying there is that the technology has improved since 1966, where they actually were using live germs, and now they're using this unusual gas. It is not a naturally occurring gas, but they say that it is a completely harmless gas. And Johnny Ray, you say you trust them. You're going to go ahead and not change. If you were in New York City, you would not change your daily route. You would go head on into that there subway and take your chances with whatever the mysterious gas is that they're releasing. I don't know. I guess I'm a little surprised by that. It seems a little reckless.
I would, like right now, as you're conducting the Free Talk Live show and you're manning the man is slaving over a hot microphone over there, I'm Googling the perfluorocarbon, and I would do this probably if I knew that they were going to be gassing the subway. I would probably do a little research, find out exactly what the stuff is and whether it has, and what the studies show that it may do to somebody. But I don't think if I doubt I the, Ian. The human body is an amazing and wonderful machine.
Yeah, it sure
and
is.
It can handle all manner of different fluorocarbons that
okay.
get thrown at it.
Yeah, it can.
You know, just
but
like,
it can only
just
handle
like Danny
so much.
Shine was saying, that the human beings are amazing creations. And so my initial sense of the perfluorocarbon-human interaction is that the human is going to come out on top.
I think you're probably right about that. I mean, obviously, people have been dropping dead today. We haven't seen any ridiculous news like that. So I don't know how concerned someone should be. And if anything, one should be concerned over the fact that they can do this sort of test, that they've got whatever gas releasing devices that they have in the subway, and that should they want to release something that's not so harmless, it seems like they could do that too.
Right.
But then again, you can't really spend your time worrying about all the awful things that the government could do to you, because then you'll drive yourself into your mother's basement and you'll never come out because you'll be too frightened about what, you know, the Bilderbergers and all these other people that supposedly want to control your life are doing to you. So
yeah, or the terrorists.
I guess, you know, it's not my intention to stoke those fears, but I just thought this was such an unusual story. I mean, you just don't hear about stuff like this happening. It's the first time I've ever heard about it. I know that when I was in Florida, the Florida government did spray what they call malathion all over the place. It was supposed to deal with...
Oh, yeah, I put that stuff on my ice cream.
I don't think so. This was supposed to deal with like some sort of... I forget which bug it was, but some sort of bug or some kind of infection that orange trees were getting at that time. And it was something that was not pleasant for some people to deal with. Like, it was obvious that something had been sprayed, like it would leave a residue or something on people's cars.
Oh yeah, you
and
can see it.
As I understood the story, I don't know if my area was sprayed like that, but still, something to be concerned with. I mean, the government claims they know what they're doing, but half the time we know they don't, or they'll screw something up later on down the line, then admit that they, oops, yeah, well, we didn't mean to kill all those people, but sorry, it's not like we're liable for it. 855-453, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And you can take control here toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the website. Those features do include archives that go back for years. You can go and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would like at freetalklive.com. Just click and they are yours. It's that simple. Plus, each archive page has the SoundCloud player built right into it, which makes it easy to play it from the page or download the archive of your choice or even share it on your Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, or whatever social networking website is your preference. So once again, go to freetalklive.com, grab some archives, and How about a free webcomic? You can go to quantumvibe.com to read Quantum Vibe online. But now that there are several hundred strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beazer that have been published online, well, Big Head Press, the company behind Quantum Vibe, has decided to turn them into a trade paperback volume, a collection. Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, is available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. It's a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future as she travels among the various settled, increasingly status worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Scott Beazer is the artist, the guy behind the book, is going to be at Freedom Fest this week in Vegas. We'll tell you more about Freedom Fest here in a little bit. But go to Amazon to get your copy of Quantum Vibe Volume 1. Again, like I said, you can read it for free online. If you're a fan of this comic, you definitely want to pick up the trade paperback volume here. And you can do it on Amazon for less than the list price. And you can help Free Talk Live if you start your shopping experience through shop.freetalklive.com. So when you enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com, you get the same great deals, the same huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, and you can help Free Talk Live out because we get a cut of the sale. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Herbert is on the line listening in Memphis. Herbert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
John, how you guys doing? Y'all sounding good down here in Memphis. I was elaborating. Yes, I want to. In fact, I'm one of your affiliates. I want to elaborate on that. You are talking about that gas. I mean, you don't know if the gas. I mean, the gas may not affect them now, but what about later down through the years?
Yeah, that's my question. Is what is this gas, and why are we supposed to take the government's word for it?
Yeah, I mean, you really can't trust those guys. I mean, they may say something. I mean, it may cause respiratory failure. Maybe 10 years from now, they want to know, you know, the doctor said, hey, you have lung cancer. Why? Because of the gas. But now they're not telling you what's going to happen to you. I mean, I really wouldn't trust that. I mean, I live here in Memphis. We don't have subway like you guys does. But I take another route to work.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd say, but you know, better to be safe than sorry. I also agree with Johnny Ray, though, that one must take risks in order to live life. However, one can choose the risks that one would like to take, and I'm certainly no stranger to risk taking. It's the reason why I am where I am today. But in that case, I'm with you. I think I'd take the cab ride rather than the subway.
Yeah, because you don't know really what's in that stuff, and they're not telling you what the ingredients in that.
Well, they'll make a claim. I mean, they're claiming it's a perfluorocarbon, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
Yes. It's fluorine and carbon.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, how can you trust that? I mean, you know,
I can't. I don't believe a word the government says.
Well, yeah, Herbert, I don't trust the government either. This gas, perfluorocarbon, has been used in medicine for years and years. I just did a very perfunctory Google search for it and read one article about it. They use it for the same. They use it, I think, in medicine to trace, like they were doing in the subway. Mm-hmm. They also use it to displace. I don't know. I'm not gonna go into it because I'll screw it up. But they've been using it in medicine. It's got a history. They know
a
lot about what it does
to
people.
The thing is, you're taking their word for it that it's what they say it is.
Well, I don't have a degree in medicine, so...
No, and I don't, you know, nobody else, the average person doesn't have the ability to test the gas for themselves to verify the state's claims.
That's right. Anyhow, you guys, I really appreciate it.
Herbert.
And I'm enjoying you all. Yes.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I appreciate your call tonight.
Appreciate
you listening to Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just don't believe a word the government says. I mean, yeah, maybe they tell the truth every now and then, but how can you ascertain when they're telling the truth when so much of what the government agents say is just bald-faced lie?
Well, okay, the website that I was looking at that told me that it had been the gas had been pumped into people
into the
on purpose.
You mean human beings?
Was not a government website.
What I'm saying is, look, I get you've done research on perfluorocarbons. That's what they're saying that it is. But we don't really know, right?
True, yeah.
I mean, maybe there was some independent scientist there who took a measurement of the air in, you know, the subway today and could release some sort of independent screen of what was in the gas, you know, what sort of things are there. I mean, it's probably bad enough just to smell the body odor down in the New York subways. But I don't know. I just think that it's hard to really believe anything that the state says. And when it comes to inhaling fumes, I think I'd rather err on the side of caution. And you're saying, just roll with it, man. Just go down. Hey, the cab rides cost too much, so take the subway and save yourself the $10 or $15 or whatever, however much you'd save by taking. Because you do save by taking the subway, right? It's cheaper to go that route.
Yeah, and I'm always up for a new experience. So
of inhaling perfluorocarbons?
Uh-huh, sure. Well, I love gas stations. I love getting out of the car and smelling those fumes. It's
for real?
Yeah, you don't like the smell of gasoline?
No, you've got to be joshing me.
I'm not at all. I think you're joshing me.
Where did you pick that up? I mean, was it something where
I was born with it?
You were a kid.
It's my genetic legacy, stretching back to my Asian prehistory. Fan of gasoline fumes.
So if you spill some gas on your hand as you're pumping, then that's a good thing for you. You're huffing it then.
Oh.
I don't know if I believe you, Johnny Ray. I think you're pulling my leg.
I'm
pretty gullible, but I don't know if I believe you on this one.
You are pretty gullible. You've got kind of this temporary gullibility. Yeah. Usually you come to your senses. But, in fact, I enjoy the smell of gasoline. I'm surprised that... Am I surprised?
You're a strange bird.
Am I surprised that you're surprised by that? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But the fact is that I ain't pulling nobody's leg.
Right.
And there's people, there's some listeners out there I know who can back me up. They like the smell
they've
of
seen
it,
you.
Too.
They like it personally, or they've seen you inhale?
They've
fumes.
Seen me enjoy it before? No, they like it personally.
Kids, please don't try this at home. I'd like to inform you that huffing gas fumes is an incredibly dangerous thing to do. That's not what you're suggesting here, right?
Not at all, no.
You're just saying you like the scent, not necessarily that you would put your nose or your mouth over a gas.
I like to roll up into a gas station with all my windows down, blasting Herbie Hancock's Rocket, and smell the gasoline smell.
So no actual huffing, just in encountering the scent.
I like the smell of diesel too, but not as much as gasoline. Gasoline's got a cleaner bouquet.
855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI.
Diesel's too heavy. Sensation.
Maybe Chevron or Texaco has a gas tester job that you could apply for where you could actually get paid.
Sure. Do I get to wear a lab coat?
855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I guess it would depend on how badly they needed help. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like here. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Bitcoins, they're a little bit cheaper now than they were in recent weeks. Maybe it's a good time to get some of them. I can't tell you for sure or not. You never know. Price could go down tomorrow. Or it could shoot back up. But one thing's for sure, Bitcoins are really useful, and a lot of people around the world are putting them to use by purchasing various different products and services, some legal, some not so much. Bitcoins are a very amazing currency and financial transaction system that allows you to cut out the middleman, meaning cut out the big banks, cut out the little banks, cut out any of the financial middlemen that have gotten in the way between you and your customer or you and the place that you'd like to do business. This allows you to send Bitcoin, allows you to send money, real money that you control, to anybody else anywhere in the world in mere moments. And you can do it for no fees if you'd like. So you can learn more about Bitcoin if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got some links there that are useful as to how you can get Bitcoin, to learn more about it, that kind of thing. Once you've got Bitcoins, maybe you're wondering what you can do with them. Well, right now, you can go and get more than 500,000 items for a 0% markup at bitcoinstore.com. They've got all kinds of great consumer electronics gear, really useful stuff. You know, you need to get a new laptop, go there. You need a new motherboard, they've got it. All kinds of interesting categories there at bitcoinstore.com at a 0% markup. Now, why? How can any business do business at a 0% markup? I don't know. I think they're just obsessed with Bitcoin, and the idea is they want to get you to try using Bitcoin to prove, you know, the proof of concept that, yes, you can really buy real-life products. This isn't just some sort of imaginary thing here. It actually can turn into real-life things you can hold in your hand, BitcoinStore.com. Plus, you can't be tracked by the state at BitcoinStore.com, so if you'd like, you can ship the products to anybody's name that you want to. They're not checking any addresses or checking any names. As long as they get their payment in Bitcoins, they're happy to send it wherever you'd like it to be sent. So go to BitcoinStore.com, check out their site, great selection, and great deals. Please do, though, compare the prices to other places on the web, and I think you'll find that generally BitcoinStore.com beats the competition. Of course, they only accept Bitcoins.
Bitcoins are fantastic. If I wanted to give up on the Free State Project and move down to Chile, I could sell all my stuff, convert all my dollars into Bitcoins,
mm-hmm.
and then move down there, and my Bitcoins are there on the internet for me.
You don't have to get through customs or anything like that.
Yep.
So it's an amazing product. Anyway, BitcoinStore.com, you can go and grab some real-life stuff there with your Bitcoins. So we've got all kinds of different news stories here that some are absolutely ridiculous. One of them is the Supreme Court case that you probably haven't heard about yet. I mean, because there was, you know, there's been a lot of news about Trayvon Martin, and there's all these other things that are going on in the world, the Egypt conflict, and, you know, much of this news is interesting. But long recently, within the last couple weeks here, the Supreme Court made a ruling that seems like people should talk about a little bit, and this may have been buried in the mountain of other news that is being presented to you out there.
What could it be?
The Supreme Court ruled a couple weeks ago that generic drug makers cannot be sued under state law for adverse reactions to their products. This, according to consumer advocates, is a blow to patient safety. It was a 5-4 vote. The court ruled that Mutual Pharmaceutical Company, owned by Sun Pharmaceutical Industries Limited, overturning a multi-million-dollar jury award to a badly injured patient in New Hampshire who alleged a generic drug that she had taken was unsafe based on its chemical design. The majority opinion, written by Justice Samuel Alito, said the state's law could not run against federal laws on prescription medicines whose design had been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. A Supreme Court ruling in 2011 had found that pharmaceutical companies that make branded drugs are liable for inadequacies in safety warnings of a medicine's label, but not the makers of cheaper copies of those medicines. Let me reiterate that, because that's the crux of this suit. It's actually based on a previous ruling, where the Supreme Court said, all right, Johnny Ray, if you are the guy in charge of the company that has made drug X, and I'm the guy in charge of the company that years later picked up that same chemical and manufactures it as a generic, you're the only one who's liable for something wrong with that drug. If there's a mislabeling on that drug that, you know, didn't reveal that, in this case, I think the woman had an absolutely horrifying, here's what happened to her, Ms. Bartlett. She suffered a rare hypersensitivity reaction 3 weeks after she started taking this particular drug in question here, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, Sulindac. She started taking this after being prescribed for shoulder pain. Well, her skin began to peel off, leaving her severely disfigured with burn-like lesions over two-thirds of her body, and she went nearly blind.
Oh, my God.
So, obviously, she went and she tried to get something out of this by suing the company. Unfortunately, they basically decided that the company's not responsible because it's a generic drug manufacturer and they didn't create the warnings. For whatever reason, they're not responsible for the warnings that are sold along with their product. I mean, it's ridiculous. And according to consumer watchdog group Public Citizen, they said in the Supreme Court decision undermines patient safety at a time when about 80% of U.S. prescriptions are filled with generic medicines. Today's court decision provides a disincentive for generic makers of drugs to monitor safety of their products and to make sure that they have a surveillance system in place to detect adverse events that pose a threat to patients. He pointed out that in many cases, the potentially dangerous side effects of medicines have not come to light until decades after they were approved, and often after there was no longer a branded version even on the market. With the threat of litigation removed, groups that think this undermines patient safety could be onto something, said David Maris, an industry analyst He said the blanket protection that they are under now is that if the FDA says you're approved, as long as they, the generic company, don't introduce new problems into the drug, then they are fine. So there's no risk, at least as far as the warnings that appear on this drug's label, no risk to the manufacturers in this case. So the only company that's taking a risk is the original one who developed and patented it. Mutual Pharmaceutical had asked the court to overturn a $21 million jury award to Ms. Karen Bartlett. As we explained, she ended up having her skin peel off when she took this drug Sulindac, left her severely disfigured. The company, Mutual Pharmaceutical, backed by the Obama administration, said that federal law trumped state law claims, such as those that Bartlett had made, pointing to the fact that the drug had already won FDA approval with an agency-approved label carrying the safety warnings. So the federal government has decreed that these warnings are the appropriate warnings. This generic company took on the label. They said, well, you know, hey, we're just remanufacturing this other company's product, and we've taken on the same label that the FDA has approved, and so we're protected, is basically their argument here, and the Supreme Court agreed with them. Federal law requires generic drugs to have the same design and warning labels as their brand name equivalents, Mutual argued. And because it's impossible for Mutual and other similarly situated manufacturers to comply with both state and federal law, New Hampshire's warning-based design defect cause of action is preempted with respect to FDA-approved drugs sold in interstate commerce. So the company has a decent argument here, and that is that, well, we're forced by the federal government to use the exact same label. So therefore, we shouldn't be liable for anything that goes wrong. And that really puts this poor lady in a very difficult place. The justices said Bartlett's situation was tragic and evokes deep sympathy, but added straightforward application of preemption law requires the judgment of the lower court be reversed. So they're real sorry for this lady, but no money for her. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on this case and, the ramifications of it. Because I get where the company's coming from, but at the same time, this lady has no recourse because she took a generic? Really? 855-450-FREE, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of your toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And did the Supreme Court, in the case that we're discussing here, did they actually make the correct ruling? Mutual Pharmaceutical was ruled in favor. It was their argument was ruled in favor of by the Supreme Court in this case. Involving a lady actually from New Hampshire who had taken a drug called Sulindac, and it was supposedly for shoulder pain. Well, ended up that her skin began to peel off, leaving her severely disfigured with burn-like lesions over two-thirds of her body and nearly blind. So she sued, saying, hey, the label on this drug didn't inform me that I might have this severe reaction, and the company basically came back, and apparently they're backed by the Obama administration. The company came back and said, well, the federal law requires us to put the same label on as the original manufacturer because they're a generic manufacturer. So federal law requires us to use the exact same label that the FDA approved for this, so we shouldn't be liable. And that's basically what the court agreed with, was that, yeah, we're going to overturn this verdict because she had gotten a $21 million verdict from a jury. We're going to overturn this verdict because we don't believe that a generic company should be liable for using the same label that they've been forced to use by federal regulations. So you've got this situation where on one hand, okay, I get where the company's coming from. They are forced to use the same labeling as the other company, so they couldn't have changed the label had they wanted to. But on the other hand, that leaves this lady with no recourse for something that was incredibly damaging to her. And Johnny Ray, you've just kind of been, I guess, absorbing some of this. What do you think?
Well, you're good at... Let me start over. One of the problems I have, and I was talking to Mark about this briefly on Sunday when I was on Free Talk Live, one of the problems I have co-hosting this show with you is that I don't expect justice from the Supreme Court or any of the courts in the land.
Me neither.
Because their incentives are all wrong to do the right thing.
Well, so, sure, and they're working in a backwards, crazy system.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, what's the right decision?
Uh-huh. So when a story like this comes along, or most of the stories that come along, that we talk about, I've got a real knee-jerk, libertarian, dogmatic response, and that is that, well, of course this lady didn't get justice. That's not what the Supreme Court's there for. Of course the FDA let us all down. The FDA is not there to protect us. Okay, I'm done. Next story. You know, you're good with these things because you're interested and you want to get into the details. And no, I don't have anything to add to it. I will say that I was looking at RxList.com, the internet's drug index, something or other. And one of the possible side effects that they noted there was peeling skin and rashes and burns.
So the story addresses that in the next paragraph here. At the time Ms. Bartlett filled her prescription, this was back in almost a decade ago, Sulindac's label did not specifically refer to the serious skin reaction known as toxic epidermal necrolysis, although the FDA later added the warning for drugs in that class of medicines.
Okay.
So whether it was because of this one case or not, I don't know, but that came later.
Okay.
Because the High Court had previously ruled that generic companies could not be sued based on safety warnings in the label, Bartlett's lawyers brought their suit under New Hampshire's design defect cause of action that says manufacturers have a duty to design products reasonably safely for the users which they can foresee. They had successfully argued before the lower court that generic manufacturers facing design defect claims could comply with both federal and state law by choosing not to make the drug at all. The High Court said that district court's rationale, and that's true, you know, that Mutual could have looked at this and decided, well, this is too risky. We don't want to get involved in this. But there is no risk. These people can just manufacture whatever drugs that they want, so long as they've already been patented by somebody else and then the patent expires. They can then manufacture any of those things and have zero risk, zero liability for it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that's okay. I don't think that's right, but there's nothing that can be done under this current system to remedy that. The uh-huh. FDA isn't going to go away. You know, that's, of course, the solution, right, is to abolish the FDA, make it so that drug companies can, you know, label their drugs in whatever way they think is appropriate, whatever way is appropriate according to industry standards, and industry standards would come about, you know, in the same way that USB is an industry standard for the computer business. So drug industry standards would be in existence. There would be independent testing labs, you know, like Consumer Reports or whoever, that would be able to test these drugs and certify these drugs. But ultimately, no one would be forced to have the exact same label. One drug company would have their label, and then another drug company that was manufacturing the same chemical could have their own label, and then each company could then be liable to whatever extent they would be liable. But I think that there's just no way to fix this crazy system besides getting rid of the FDA and or abolishing the federal government or secession. Because in this case, the plaintiff here, what they were arguing was that, you know, the New Hampshire's law would have provided better protection for this lady. And basically the Fed said, well, our laws override that. We supersede New Hampshire, and so screw New Hampshire. So maybe if New Hampshire were its own entity, you know, its own legal nation or whatever you want to call it, if New Hampshire were to secede, or rather when New Hampshire secedes, maybe we'll see better protection for people from, you know, bad drugs. But in this case, the FDA is protecting the drug companies, which shouldn't be a surprise. And that's kind of what you were getting at before. You don't trust the FDA's results. And certainly it's the drug companies whose executives are the ones that end up on the board of the FDA.
Right.
So no one should be surprised by this. But nonetheless, it's an interesting ruling because there's really no winner here. There's no winner because the drug company can't be held liable, so the person cannot get any kind of settlement. But on the other hand, should the drug company be held liable? Because they're being forced by threat of violence by the FDA to follow the FDA's rules and adopt a label that wasn't their label originally. It was the original label designed by the drug's designing company, the original designer, that then every sub-manufacturer that's doing a generic has to accept. So it's just a screwed system. How do you rule correctly on this?
No, you're right. The environment is just the federal government is appealing to people's desire to have security in their lives. And to a great extent, the security that they seek isn't possible in the world that we live in today. But the feds will sell them this idea with the FDA, with all of these government programs, will sell them this idea that
we're protecting you.
We're protecting you. And it's just PR. They're not protecting you. And the more that they're there, the more that you think that they are, the less safe you are, because then you're going out into the world with this imaginary security blanket, and it's imaginary. It's not there, so you don't take the precautions that you need to mitigate the risk in your life, and now you're in trouble.
Let's go to the phones here. To the phone, you can bring up anything. Joe in Idaho, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Well, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you, right?
Welcome, right, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Like your show. Wanted to say something about that. I think the doctor holds culpability, considering the fact that he should know what this stuff does. Certainly with a lot of medications, some people have a more adverse reaction than others. But
all the doctor knows is what he's told by the drug company.
Well, actually, there's a what you might call a black box warning. The real scientific technical details, and the stuff that that the low soft voice says at the end of a commercial.
Yeah.
My favorite
one that I've ever heard was on a car commercial. They always have the low voice guy at the very end, or in this case, the quick voice guy, because they want to make it as quick as possible, so they could tell they sped it up. And my favorite one was, like, underneath all this, all the terms that apply, all that stuff, there was a huge explosion sound effect. So even if you really wanted to try to, like, record what the dude said and even
slow
understand it
and
slow it down, it was, like, the most distracting thing you could possibly, like, why even bother? Again, it must be some sort of federal law that they, put all this information in one of these ads. Sorry, that's a tangent. Go ahead, Joe.
No, that's fine. Also, regarding what was the website that does the Bitcoin Ingram micro deal?
Oh, yeah. So head over to BitcoinStore.com.
Okay, BitcoinStore.com. Well, just briefly on that, I know you got to go, end of the hour. A lot of times these companies get volume rebates on certain special deals that somebody like Ingram Micro might have. So it's certainly nothing nefarious, and it's a good deal for everybody.
I see. So if they meet a certain sales goal, they might get a kickback from Ingram Micro. Very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Joe, for that info. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Hour 3 is next. Share your thoughts.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.